Look, Neil, thanks so much for your time. Obviously, a disappointing result this afternoon. How do the boys respond now?
We've got a 6-day break coming up against Carlton, so all we can really do is recover well and prepare for that. We obviously were well below par today, but we got full confidence in the group to bounce back, and we got 6 days to improve on that effort.
What does it come down to today, given you guys, 12-1, and you come out here and they just seem to get on top early and go from there?
Yeah, I think early on we had similar entries. I think the first half we were only 3 entries down or something, so we weren't capitalising on our turnovers in the midfield and weren't scoring from them again, which has been an issue for a few weeks now. So we'll have a look at the tape. Obviously, it's pretty fresh, so I can't give too much as to what went wrong, but we had a look at some stats on the board, and I thought their attack on us and the ball was a little bit better than ours, and that's always going to be a factor in the end result.
How do you get a balance between analysing this game, where you're beaten comprehensively, but also reminding yourselves, look, we're a good unit and we need to turn our attention toward Carlton and obviously the second half of the season?
Yeah, exactly. We'll look really closely at the things that went wrong and analyse that and try not to get caught up in too much of the end result. Just have a look at the process and what went wrong on field in terms of, like I said, our mid-possession games. We had a lot of them, but we didn't score off them. I think we went at 18% or something, which is, I think Hawthorn went at 37%. So we didn't use the ball well. I think our structures fell down and guys didn't play their role as we would have liked them to.
Does it dent your confidence at all being beaten by the reigning Premier? Or again, do you back in your skills and your work ethic as a team to be able to perform week in, week out and kind of water off a duck's back kind of thing?
Yeah, I think we can't get caught up in it too much. The scoreboard didn't look pretty, but I think for us, we've just got to stick to what we know, and for the first 12, 13 weeks, it's worked, and today we went away from our structures and what the coach has asked of us in front of the ball and behind the ball and in the midfield a little bit as well, so...
On a positive, Alex Pearce, who is the least experienced of the group at the moment, seemed to play his career best game today. And when some blokes struggled, he really stood up.
Yeah, he's a fantastic player, and it's credit to the way he's carried himself since coming to the club. He's had to bide his time, and he's had a couple of injuries and stuff, but we always knew that we had a good player, so he's come in and played his role fantastically, and credit to Alex.
You've got the long flight home. Good luck next weekend. Appreciate your time.
Cheers. Thanks, Shane.